Unit 7. Recording 2.
Welcome to Insight, where the topic for the day is hoaxes, specifically photo hoaxes. It was extremely difficult to get someone who produces hoax photos, a hoaxer, to agree to appear on the show, and it was only on condition that we promised to keep his identity secret. So I'd like to welcome my guest to the show.
Thank you.
For starters, can you explain why you want to remain anonymous?
Two reasons, really. I suppose one is mystery. What I mean is a good hoax photo is more powerful if people don't know where it came from. If people knew I'd produced a photo, the effect would be lost.
Fair enough. And the other reason?
Well, it's a fact that hoaxers often use photographs taken by someone else, and often without permission, and the original photographer could sue us.
So basically you're playing it safe then?
Yeah, you could put it that way.
OK, now I asked you before the show if you'd ever earned money for your hoax work, and you said that you often work with the police and detectives. What exactly do you do for the police?
Well, when a politician, for example, appears in a published photograph in any embarrassing situation, say accepting money, sometimes the police ask me to look at it. Then, if I decide if the photograph is a hoax, they see if they can find out who did it.
Right. OK, well, let's look at some photographs that we found on the internet. Some hoaxes, some not. Talk us through the photographs, if you would.
So, this photo of a bike in a tree looks like a hoax simply because it's such an unusual image. Also, it looks a bit like a composite photo.
What's a composite photo?
When you combine two or more photos, that's a composite. In this case, it would be very easy to put a picture of the two halves of the bike over a photo of a tree. In fact, this would be a very easy hoax photo to put together.
So what you're saying is it isn't real?
No, it actually is real. I wasn't sure myself, but I found out it was near Seattle, Washington. So I asked a friend who lives there, and he told me he'd seen it with his own eyes a number of years before. Apparently, there are many different legends about how it got there.
Well, I thought that one was definitely a hoax. Let's look at the next one. This one could be real. A man hanging on the landing gear of a jet plane is such an extraordinary sight. Maybe that's why it looks a bit fake.
Well, even if you'd never seen such a thing, common sense would tell you that a man couldn't survive even the landing. The wind would pull him off.
Then it is a hoax photo.
Yes, a classic composite photo. Not badly put together, though.
Remarkable. Now, this next one could be real. Sharks swimming through a flooded suburb. I remember seeing this on the internet after one of those big hurricanes.
You've probably seen lots of photos like this, and maybe this exact one.
Why? Why is it funny?
I'm 99% sure this is a hoax, simply because it's a cliche. Yet another photo of sharks swimming where they shouldn't be. Look on the internet and you'll find plenty of hoax photos of sharks.
And that's it? Is there a technical reason why you know it's a hoax?
Well, yes. The water next to the fins isn't right. The surface of the water would break differently if there really were sharks there. Look closely.
I see. You know, it seems like a lot of work. Why do people do it? It can't be for the money.
I don't know. I can only speak for myself, and to be honest, I'm thrilled when people believe one of my photos.
Because they want to believe it?
Well, yes. Maybe we all like to believe something really unusual could be true.